Anytime you lose a loved one, everybody that knows you, and even the public at large in some cases, knows that you've lost this person. And so automatically your identity is different. Either you're a single woman now, or a single man, or a father without a child. So the identity inevitably gets changed when somebody's lost.
That's very true. And the grief journey is difficult for many reasons, but especially two. One is redefining the relationship that the person is going to have with the individual who has died. But the second part is redefining yourself. Who am I without the influence of that other person in my life? When we meet someone and we become friends with that person, we take on a little bit of that person's identity. Even just image, people look at us and say, oh, you're a friend of Eli Zaretz. You know Eli. And so we have that image of identity with that person. It's a very difficult issue to work through when you are grieving. I remember the lady whose husband died, and they were very close with another couple, and they went out to dinner one night, and the other couple had a great time with her, but she noticed that the husband of her friend opened the door for her, not his wife, helped her with her coat off, not his wife, picked up the check, and made sure that she had everything that she wanted for the evening. And so what was interesting is a week or two later, the other couple came in to see me. And of course, as you might guess, the wife was very upset with her husband and said, you don't do these things for me. Why are you doing them for her? And it put the widow in a very, very difficult spot. But she worked through it and she realized, you know, she had to address it. She had to hit it face to face. She had to confront it right then and there with them that she doesn't want anything to be different other than the fact that she wants to be able to talk about her husband who died, but she wants to talk about it in the context of our friendship and that we all miss him and that we're going ahead with our lives even without him.
That's the point I was going to make. No matter what happens in your life, you always have to look to move forward. I'd lost my daughter, but still in everything else, I've lost jobs, I've lost houses because I've moved or whatever it is. And in any case, you have to always say, how do I move forward? So my advice to the lady would be, you can't control the guy who's going to open your door instead of for his wife. You can't control. You have to be concerned about your life. It's about you right now, your identity, and don't get caught up in how other people react to you.
The end of the story, Eli, is kind of interesting. Probably 6-8 months later, she had a boyfriend and they went out, all four of them together. She came in and she told me, she said, that was the end of having that kind of a problem. He no longer opened the door, helped me with my coat on, and picked up the check. So you're right. You just have to keep focused on the future and moving forward and kind of feel your way through some of these issues. But to our point, we both realize that there is a new identity that emerges after the death of someone that you love.
And our identity through life changes a lot, depending on situations, ages, and everything else.